Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We can't get very far in the Bible without hearing about forgiveness. Joseph, we heard in our text, forgave his brothers. That's the Old Testament today. Moses interceded on behalf of the people of Israel, pleaded for forgiveness, and God forgave. Isaiah, in the beginning part of his great massive tome, said, "Though your sins be like scarlet, I will make them whiter than snow," right off the bat of his book about forgiveness. But what maybe is missing from the Old Testament is forgiveness by the numbers. A question came up to Jesus during his ministry about how often should I forgive my brother, asked Peter. Up to 7 times? We might wonder the same thing. Not just how many times should I forgive my brother, but what about a drugged out sister who's sorry? How many times? A foul-mouthed spouse who's sorry? How many times? A person who's supposed to be my friend or your friend takes advantage of you but is sorry. How many times? When has one crossed a line? When am I an enabler for forgiving over and over without any consequences? When is enough enough? Peter probably thought he was being a good, lenient person when he suggested 7 times, something that Jesus would probably nod his head and agree with. 7 times, Lord? I mean, there are 7 days a week. It's a holy number. It's much more lenient than the rabbis, what they were teaching. Some rabbis thought that you could forgive someone for the same sin only 3 times. Once, twice, 3 times, and then you're out. Peter's answer was 4 times greater than that, or more than twice as much as the experts of the law. 7 seemed holy, reasonable. And in comparison to all the rabbis, going the extra mile times 4. But Jesus shot down that sevenfold forgiveness paradigm. And he did not say 8 is enough, nor 9. 14 wasn't mentioned. 40 was too stingy. 72 was too little. I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. If you're doing the math, that's more than 11 times more forgiveness than Peter's. If you thought Peter was lenient with 7, Jesus is Lord with 70 times 7 of forgiveness. The footnotes in our Bible commentary say that what Jesus meant by 70 times 7 is forgiveness has no limits. No limits. Maybe we should advertise that on the Yellow Pages and on Google. Come to Praise Lutheran Church, where people live by this principle. Forgiveness has no limits. Here's something we Christians must lose from our vocabulary. I can't forgive you. I already forgave you. You exceeded my forgiveness limit. Here's why. The forgiveness with which we forgive others is not our own. We sin. So we don't have a righteous leg to stand upon. We must always borrow forgiveness from God. Borrowed forgiveness. There's no other way. When you say, "I forgive you," to a sinful but repentant spouse, an unloyal friend, a bully, or a brother who repents, you say so because God has forgiven you completely first, so that you can show mercy to others. God's forgiveness is greater than your forgiveness, and yours must take a lesson from His. In the parable we heard today, a man owed 10,000 talents to a king, his master. He was a servant. More than he could ever repay, say the scholars. Meaning that even if he had a lifetime to work it off, he couldn't. And when the king decided to settle accounts, he said, "You're going into slavery, you, your wife, and your children." And that man pleaded with his king, the master, pleaded with him. "Oh, have mercy, I will repay," he said. And not because he could repay, but out of pity, it says in the text. The master forgave him his debt, forgave him the debt, 10,000 talents. But when that same man went out and found somebody, a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii, a pittance, thousands of times less than what he owed the king, the fellow servant pleaded with him with pretty much the same words and the same posture down on his knees that the man used before the king. Yet that man, that servant, refused to forgive him and put him in jail until he could pay all his debt. But others watching reported it to the king. That's when the king changed his mind. "You wicked servant," he said. "I forgave you all that debt, an unrepayable amount, and should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I have had mercy on you?" God's forgiveness, like the king's in the parables, is so much greater for our trespasses against him than the total sum of sins that others do to us. And that pretty much puts everything into perspective. Therefore, our King and Master expects us to have mercy because we are not simply his servants. We are his sons and daughters who live by faith. Christ died and rose to pay all our debts, to set us free, not to be a servant, but to be a son and daughter of God. Free. And that makes us totally different. That changes everything. But if you refuse to forgive those who say, "I'm sorry," that makes you a slave and a prisoner. Once again, a slave to anger and loneliness, a prisoner to the pain of your own making, and the threat of hell to deal with. And the King, our God, wonders why you wouldn't have had mercy like he has had mercy on you in Jesus. So forgive from your heart and be more godlike in your walk. How often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Peter asked. Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7, but 70 times 7. In other words, for those who repent, forgiveness has no limits. And that is all. In Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.